This is Dateline New Mexico from Mills Broadcasting. I'm Tom Trowbridge. Earlier this month, the U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions sent a message to all federal prosecutors. Stop seeking leniency for low-level drug offenders and start seeking the toughest penalties possible. That's what federal authorities used to do when the war on drugs fueled the passage of mandatory minimum sentencing laws. But under former President Barack Obama, the Justice Department tried to rein in the use of those statutes, which advocates say were used disproportionately against minorities and led to massive prison overcrowding. We'll hear the thoughts of American Civil Liberties Union of New Mexico Executive Director Peter Simonson on the new guidelines after this word from our media partner.
Al Kovac Jr., Navy veteran, paralyzed veterans of America.
You fought the good fight and served your country with valor. Now it's our turn to fight for you.
Sherman Gillums Jr., Marine Corps veteran, paralyzed veterans of America.
We help you secure full benefits, quality health care, and job opportunities.
To learn more, visit pva.org, a public service of paralyzed veterans of America.
Peter Simonson is executive director of the ACLU of New Mexico. Simonson says the new sentencing guidelines from U.S. Attorney General Sessions are not a surprise, pointing out that President Trump had made clear he was going to implement a law and order administration.
And I think what that means is returning to some of the failed policies of the drug war era. And I think that's where Sessions' statements leave us.
Sessions rescinded two key memos issued under former AG Eric Holder, one telling prosecutors to show lenience for low-level nonviolent drug offenders, and a second restricting the use of a law that toughened sentences for repeat offenders. Simonson calls the moves very unfortunate, adding it's unproductive, inefficient, and will be disastrous to many families that the U.S. is returning to what he terms a harsh enforcement regime.
The Holder policy that was issued in 2013 that was beginning to move us away from enforcement of those low-level offenses was having an effect on our incarcerated population. Both the prison population and the nationwide crime rate had decreased after its implementation. In fact, in 2015, the incarcerated population fell to its lowest level since 2004. You know, despite the apocalyptic vision of a crime-ridden America that President Trump and AG Sessions are trying to paint, we are, in fact, living in one of the safest periods in recent American history.
And, Peter, what do we know about the people who tend to be on the receiving end of these tougher sentences? Who are they, for the most part?
By and large, they are people of color, and they are people who do not have the resources to obtain a proper defense in court. People who oftentimes, because of their economic circumstances, engage in nonviolent crime and really become oftentimes the target of enforcement activities. So, you know, we already see a dramatic racial disparity in sentencing and in prosecutions, and I can only imagine that the implementation of Sessions' directives will increase those kinds of disparities.
Simonson adds the U.S. is far and away the world's top incarcerator. He says much of the world sees our criminal justice system as profoundly irrational, that we have such an emphasis on punishment and incarceration, and haven't found alternative ways of dealing with issues that put people in prison, namely drug addiction and substance abuse. That's Dateline New Mexico. I'm Tom Trowbridge.